Welcome back to Winners. It's now 28 to 11 as we have a look at the program of racing at Geelong today. And joining us is Ray Huxley. How are you, Ray?
Very well, thanks, Niles.
What do you make of today's program?
Very, well, the scratchings have, been very, very heavy. And we now have small fields. We've got four races with only six starters, and the first has only got seven in it. I know a lot of people would say, gee, the heavy track's ruined this meeting, but I think it's made it a heck of a lot easier to find a winner.
We are dealing with the heavy eight, with the rain expected to continue today. Race one is a three-year-old maiden. Now, you can take out 4, 7, 8, 9, 12 and also 13. We've got number three, Lankin Pharaoh, at $3 the favourite. Then you're down to number 10, Magnica at $1.95, and the 11 Raiding Party is at $7.50.
Yeah, it looks a two-horse race, but I think Magnica is only got to handle the heavy track, and she'll be winning. Her first run in the race was back in November last year when she ran second in a good maiden at Benalla, and then had her first experience on a wet track, a soft track, at Kilmore, her next start. It was a pretty wet track too. It was a soft seven, and in a small field, she only got beaten a length and a quarter, so she handled it okay, then went out for a spell. Since resuming, she ran an okay first up fifth at Ballarat in a pretty strong maiden, and then battled on very well at Cranbourne last start. If she handles the heavy ground, I think she'll be winning. Number three, Lankin Pharaoh, the Waterhouse Bolt runner here. It's had a couple of goes on wet tracks. Its first start in Sydney, it ran fourth its first start here, then went out for a spell. And then at Warwick Farm, he led them up, but he started to get the stitch on the home turn on the heavy ground there, and he dropped out the run second last, beaten about 12 lengths. He had another go on a soft track and didn't really handle it all that well, but he's first up run in November last year was quite okay, and that was the first time he got onto a dry track. Back onto the wet track, I think the fillies got him covered. 10 from 3, then 11 and 2.
10 from 3, 11 2. The second of fillies, a mare's maiden over the 13.40. You take out 2, 4, 6, 8 and also 12. We've got number 3, a Gramercy at 4.20. 6 there for Masika. Mosh Fargo at 4.40. She's hinting at 7.50. Vasori is a $6 chance along with Courting Verity.
Yeah, got a bit of form here, but it's very, very hard to line them up. I thought Mosh Fargo at number 7. Last two runs have been good at Benalla. Got back in them both those races and ran on very strongly at the end. The long straight here will suit this mare. Very open race. I go 7, 3, 5 and 9.
7, 3, 5, 9. Third is a maiden over the 11.40. Take out 3, 5, 8 and also 10. We've got number 2, Equally Wild at 8. 2.25 for Sure. 3.50 Everybody Dance. Liberty Express at 9 and Park Hustler is at $4.40.
Yeah, going for a bit of odds here in number 9, Park Hustler, who resumed from a spell and had a slow recovery rate. So if they get that run, much better at Sale last start when she led them up. And she fought on pretty well, only got beaten 1.2 lengths at the end. Should be further improved by that run. Hasn't got any slow or heavy track form, but if she handles the wet, I think she's got a good winning chance. Number 4, Sure, is the first starter, beautifully bred colt. His dam was a very good performer, Leone Chiari, and he's by Sepoy. He's had a couple of trials. You wouldn't really be wanting to take real short odds if you have a look at the trials. I got a little bit of a query about him for such a short price favourite. I got a query about a few of them today. Number 6 I put in for third, and then maybe number 2 the first starter. 9 from 4, 6 and 2. There are better races to bet on.
Okay, 9, 4, 6, 2 the third. Fourth race over the 17.55. 1, 5, 7, 8, 10. 12, 13 and 14 are the scratchings. Now we've got number 2, Cleo's Poet, 3.40. Golden Song, 1.90. Montega is at 9, and then you're down to My Sophia at $5.50.
I think number 2, Chloe's Poet, will take a lot of catching here. He does look the leader to me. I don't think there's much doubt that he'll roll to the front here. He has good form recently. He's been rolling on along on the speed. He battled on pretty well at Cranbourne last start in what looked a pretty strong maiden. He's never been on soft or heavy, but if he handles it and he rolls in front, I think he'll take a lot of running down. Golden Song, obviously a danger, former New Zealander. His form here is nothing really flash, but it is worth noting he's had four runs here, and the two best runs were on soft tracks at Warrnambool, including one during the carnival. And he was well placed all the way, and he battled on okay. $1.90, I don't want to be touching anything like that, so I've gone two to beat three. Number nine, My Sophia, she'll probably roll forward, and next best door, maybe number four, Montega. But I think Chloe's Poet will give you a great run for your money. Two from three, nine and four.
So two, three, nine and four. We now have a look at race five. Now, this is over 17.55. Take out 8, 11, 13, 14. We've got the one trump this at 7, 6 for Champagne Lucy, Senor Alf at 8.50, Broccolo at 7, 6.50 for Prince Ziggy, and then you're looking at 2.80 for Miss Lily in the favourite.
I think the 6.50 about Prince Ziggy is very good value here. He's a winner on heavy ground. He's been placed on soft ground. He's never been able to win on good tracks, but he's run 5 seconds. He's had the two runs back from a spell, and they've both been very pleasing. He ran fourth first up at Warrnambool on a good track, only beaten a length and a half, and then at Kilmore last start. Again, he was running on very strongly in the 1,600-metre race there and got beaten a length and a quarter again. Now, he's shown a good liking for this track, and six starts here for 3 seconds. And he, as I mentioned, he is a heavy track winner. So I think the 6.50 about him is very good value. Number six, Prince Ziggy. Put in the one above him, Broccolo, for second. He's been placed on wet ground. He's won two of his three starts on soft ground. So I think the conditions will suit him. Number two, Champagne Lucy. She'll battle on okay in this. She does handle wet ground all right. And then the favourite, Miss Lillian, I think she's well and truly under the odds. Her only win in her career was at Eden Hope. She's got no wet track form, and she's back from 2,800 back to 1,750 here. I'm taking her on today. Six from five, two and ten.
We go six from five, two, ten. We look at race six. You can take out runners 1, 2, 6, 8, 9, 10, and also the 14. We've got number three, Sweet Taste, at 3.60. 3.70 Diamond Spinner. Mia Lyon is at $2 the favourite, and you're looking at longer odds the others.
Yeah, Mia Lyon, number six, I think will be winning here. Has very good form on wet tracks in New Zealand. Led all the way to win in New Zealand before she came over here. Won a maiden over there, leading all the way, and won very comfortably. Then came over here, first up on a heavy track at Cranbourne after a long spell. She ran a good third behind Danish, and then, okay, her next two runs at Geelong and Cranbourne on firm tracks. First up here, and her first up form is very good. Three starts for a winner, second and a third. First up, she's found a wet track here, so I think she'll be winning here, number five. I think the main danger is the one above, Diamond Spinner, who has been placed in three of its four runs on heavy tracks. Then number three, Sweet Taste, is consistent and did win second up last campaign, second up, and maybe the next best number 11, but I think it's mainly 5, 4, 3, 11, very keen on the 5.
5, 4, 3, 11, quite keen though, number 5 in race 6. Race 7 is over 12.40. Take out runners 2, 4, 7, 10, 11, and also the 12. Number 1, St. Hilary, is at 7.50, 5.50, Gortan Gao. Artie's Dream winner at 4.40. Gowdy is at 2.50, and Secret Reward is at $4.
Yeah, I'm taking on the favourite here, Gowdy. My reason is, I think if it handles the wet, I think it'll win, but its only start on a rain-affected track, which was a soft 7, was probably the worst run of its career. It ran favourite at Ballarat and got beaten 11 lengths. The rest of its form on firm tracks has been very good, but I think it is a real risk as a short price favourite on a heavy ground. So for that reason, I'm going with number six, Artie's Dream winner, who does handle wet ground. It's first up from a spell. Last time it won on a soft track when it was first up, and I think it'll be hard to beat here. Definitely Gordy is the danger. As I say, if he And also the wet, I think he'll win the race, but big doubt about him on the wet. Then to number 9, Secret Reward, and number 5, next best, Gourtong Girl, who's down in class. 6, 8, 9, and 5.
So we go 6 from 8, 9, 5, and then to race 8, the last. Takeout runners 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, along with 9, 11, and 14. We've got a number 6, Kiran, at 2.40. Hell of a Tale is at 5, 2.94 Overstay. And then you've got Cardam Around Boy, who is at $5.
Yeah, I think Kiran is the best bet of the day. This mare, she's a very, very well-bred mare. She's obviously had problems throughout her career. She's a five-year-old. She's only had 11 starts. But her first-up form is very good, and she is an exceptionally good heavy track performer. I think she's the bet of the day, number 6, to beat 8, 7, and 10.
6, 8, 7, 10. What about your best roughy quaddy and your player of the day, right?
My best is in the last, race 8, number 6, Kieran. I think the value bet is race 5, number 6, Prince Ziggy. My player of the day is to take the daily double, race 6, number 5, into race 8, number 6. And for the quadrilla, the first leg 2, 5, 6, 10, second leg 3, 4, 5, into 3, 5, third leg 5, 6, 8, 9, and the last leg number 6 on its own.
Good on you, Ray. Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
There's Ray Huxley with his look at Geelong on the heavy track. It's